In our time, Christians, bread is one food among many. It's just another option for us to pick from whenever we're deciding what to eat. And depending on who you ask, some people might even say that bread is bad, that if you want to be healthy, you need to cut it out of your diet. But either way, no matter how you look at it, bread is considered to be something optional, a food you can choose to eat or not to eat. But in previous generations, bread was the food. And for many people, it was practically their only food. In fact, until very recently, bread made up the majority of most people's diets. This is why the Bible describes bread as a staff, something that you can lean on, something that will support you. Take away the supply of bread, take away the staff, and you would have basically no food at all. Life itself depended on bread. This is why Jesus says in our reading in verse 35, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." So Jesus is not presenting himself as one option among many, as if those who don't really care for bread can go somewhere else to get the food that they need. Rather, Jesus is the very staff of life. Jesus is the true means by which we live. Without him, there is only hunger. And apart from him, there is only thirst. Jesus is the only way that we will find satisfaction for all of our needs. But that's a truth that our time especially needs to hear. Because perhaps the best way to describe the time in which we live, Christians, is hollow. There's this void, this emptiness that characterizes the lives of so many people. And maybe this emptiness within, maybe this hunger, comes from the stresses and the troubles of our time. People are always in a hurry, and they're always upset about some new problem, so that we end up feeling very numb and very hollow because of all of it. Maybe this emptiness comes from a feeling of guilt about terrible things that we've done in the past. We're haunted by a guilty conscience, but we're not really sure what to do about it. And perhaps it comes from a sense that maybe there is something more to life. Maybe there is something else out there, but life seems so directionless. It almost seems pointless at times. And this tension that we feel between wanting something more and what we are faced with each day leaves us feeling hollow. Is it just a rat race with no end in sight? Now, maybe you personally don't feel this way, and that's a good thing. But it's something which lingers in the air all around us. There are so many who ask, what is the point of all of this? And because of that, even Christians can be influenced to think this way. Because, well, however, Christians, this spiritual hunger that so many feel, this emptiness that so many feel, is not something that people like. I mean, just like when we're physically hungry, we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to put up with it. We want to get rid of it. We want to satisfy that hunger and to make it go away. Or, at the very least, take our minds off of it. But the sinful heart of man refuses to go to God. And so instead they try to find some other way, to find some other bread to satisfy their hunger. But the bread of this world never satisfies. It doesn't fill them up. It never fills that void. leaving so many to keep on looking for something, anything, to make the pain go away. Take, for example, entertainment. Entertainment in itself is fine, of course, but there are so many that want to keep themselves constantly distracted, to always be watching something, always have something going on in the background. Because if there's something going on, if it fills that silence, I don't have to think about my problems. I don't have to think about my problems at work. I don't have to think about my problems in life. I don't have to think about my personal failings. All of it is forgotten for a time in a sea of entertainment. But the problem, Christians, is that the movie comes to an end. And there's always one more short on YouTube. But eventually that dreaded silence returns. And we realize that nothing's actually fixed. And we end up feeling worse than before. Entertainment promises to be a satisfying bread, but it leaves us hungrier than we were before. Another common one that people try to fill that void with is work, or more specifically, busyness, a sense of busyness. I have no time to sit down. I've got to go. I got to do this. I got to do that. Why relax and do nothing when I could be doing something? But busyness brings its own problems, because it so often takes us away from the things that matter most in life. And besides, the reason why so many are so busy is so that they don't have to deal with their problems, so they don't have to deal with those tensions that they have at home or whatever it may be. And on top of that, the workload never ends. It's so easy to pile on more and more and more so that you never find a sense of rest. And even the sense of accomplishment that we may have soon disappears. Busyness promises to be a satisfying bread, but it leaves us just as hungry as we were before. Or so many try to fill that void with pleasures of every kind. Maybe they turn to substances, thinking they can drown their problems in alcohol or have drugs that will make them feel good. But even though those things make us slaves to them, and they actually leave us worse off than we were before. Or some may turn to a wild lifestyle, to live it up, to party, to sleep around, whatever it may be, live like there's no tomorrow, even though it leaves us wanting more, and it wrecks our bodies in the process. Or even those who try to impose their own meaning on life, that life is what you make of it. But they wander from attempt to attempt, from one fad to another, because all of them prove to be nothing in the end. Christians, all these things promise to be a satisfying bread, to fill up that void within. But none of them actually satisfy. The world cannot satisfy us, no matter how hard we try. But Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Jesus is the true bread. Jesus is the one who satisfies our desires. Jesus is the one who fulfills our deepest needs. Jesus takes away that void within. He takes away that hunger by filling us with himself. Because when we're faced with all of life's troubles, Christians, Jesus is greater than all of them. Jesus is the one who can solve all of our problems. Jesus is the one who will eventually take them all away. No evil in this world can endure because Jesus is the bread of life. And when we wonder if there is something more to life, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus not only directs our lives and gives purpose and meaning to what we do, but he also shows us that there is something greater, something that waits for those who trust in him. Jesus promises glory for those who believe in him, a glory far greater than anything in this world. The shadows of this life will disappear in the light of eternity. And when we ask if we can be forgiven for what we have done, Jesus is our forgiveness. Jesus tells us that our past will be forgotten. Jesus tells us that our sins have been washed away. For all who believe in him, those sins will never be held against them, because Jesus has paid for it all. Jesus will never cast out those who call on him in faith. They have eternal life in him. So if we really want to satisfy our hunger, Christians, we need only go to Jesus Christ. Jesus is our Savior and our Redeemer. Jesus is our treasure and our joy. Jesus is our Comforter and our peace. Jesus is our Lord and our Master. Jesus is our life and our forgiveness. Jesus is our guide and our friend. Jesus is the answer to all of life's problems. And Jesus is the way to everlasting life in him. Let us pray. Jesus, our refuge and Savior, our confidence, our light of life, draw us ever closer to you, for our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.